chicken nothing about them.
Uh-huh.
But the last two or three bushel I put up on an old outbuilding we had out there, it was pretty flat. I got a piece of plastic, stretched over those things, and didn't bring them in at night, kept the dew, rain off of
them.
It has to have enough pitch if it rained, run off of them.
Uh-huh. And that's the way to do it.
Yeah. I told my wife, I said, no, we'll gather those up and bring them in out of the dew. Just cover them with that plastic and let them out there and cure it. But they was, I don't know, they was pretty dark. I don't know how they cure them with that color that they get, but they was awful dark.
I just wonder if they don't treat them with a chemical to get them to color.
Do.
I know they even do that to oranges now. You peel an orange and you get an orange thumb. It doesn't seem fair.
When I was a kid, we just, my grandmother dried those peaches, packed them in a box, different thing, just stone jars. I dried peaches a year. And,
mm-hmm. And apples from the cellar.
Oh, yeah.
Along about spring, they'd begin to get a little soggy.
Yeah. Some of those apples, some of them wouldn't, they're different kinds. Some of them wouldn't keep too long, and some would keep all spring.
Mm.
Keep them themselves. There was some cooking apple and some. We call them in a cooking apple and a delicious apple. They were different types of them. Some of that cooking apple, they were awful sour. They wasn't much good to eat till way along February and March. You get to eat pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we had a bunch of geese. She picked them old things, regular, and made feather bed and pillows. When I was a kid, they thought everybody ought to have a feather bed and a feather pillow and everything.
Was that a special bed, or did everybody?
No, they just used a feather bed to put on top of the mattress. Get in there and just bury it in it.
Boy, in a cold winter morning, isn't that a pleasant feeling?
But I've had back injury, and I forget what kind of a mattress you call it. It's a real hard mattress.
Mm-hmm.
It don't give down any. I don't have any of the back trouble I had before. That inner spring, I couldn't use it. So. Mm-hmm.
We have a mattress that's about like a board. I feel better for it.
Yeah, it's that much.
But
better.
I still like to get those nice soft ones.
They feel good all right in the winter.
Get that big old pocket in there with a good warm air. Oh boy.
Sure does.
Did you ever raise those vines that have the little nuts on them? About that long, with three or four kernels in each one, grow underground, dig them up, dry them out, roast them, maybe feed them to hogs.
I don't know.
Maybe the kids that eat them. Peanuts or goobers?
We raised peanuts. World peanuts.
I saw.
And they was called goobers. A lot of them called them goobers years ago, but it's peanuts in recent years. Spanish peanut and the. Another kind of big red peanut. Oh yeah, we used to grow those every year for own use. And we grew some for market as the boy did before they moved away.
Saw some of those up on 69 here, man.
Yeah.
Had about an acre and a half in them.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of fellas sitting out there working through the piles today.
Oh yeah, I seen he had piled those up ahead of that rain.
Mm-hmm. They were working them today.
Oh yeah. I see. Bill had 25 or 30 acres for a year or two. He had rented some sandy land, and later he bought the land, but he had plenty of trouble. I believe there was 1,000 crows a day stayed on. I never seen the like in my life.
Why?
They built dummies, they shot those crows, but they never did break.
Hmm. Oh, I love to shoot crows.
They get pretty wise now.
Yeah.
Getting real stubby. I was plowing last fall and those old crows just barely hop out.